Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So today we are at episode 19, and I promise it is definitely a Wednesday and definitely not a Thursday, and I definitely did not forget to upload this one yesterday. That was a big joke. I did definitely forget to upload this Q&A yesterday on Wednesday, and so I'm hopefully making up for that now with posting it today. So with that in mind, grab yourself a glass of water or some kind of low-calorie drink or something that makes you feel good so to make sure that you can enjoy this podcast episode while still helping out your weight loss journey and not setting yourself back. The first question kind of comes from myself, from my own experience, because I this recently happened to me. And it says, I was unable to log for a few days. How do I now get back on track? Right? So this happened to me, right? It's where I had a couple of really busy days with lots of different things, and so I wasn't able to log my food properly, which means that I have an incomplete food log over the past 4 or 5 days, which means I don't know where I'm at currently. Now, in order to kind of fix that, my personal recommendation would be don't worry about it. The time and effort it'll take you to complete those food logs and kind of go back into your memory and figure out all the things you ate and drank on different days will just be so much time and effort and energy wasted on logging your food today that I don't think it's worth it. So if you have been unable to log for a while, just say it's okay. Don't punish yourself, and instead say, okay, so today I'm going to log everything that I have, and I'm going to get back on track that way. And in the past few days happened, but that's in the past now. So let's look to the future, right? So that'd be my answer to the first question there. The second question I got was from a client, and it says, I'm currently really busy with school and feel like I cannot do everything I need to do in order to, you know, really get healthier. How do I balance that? Well, again, this is all about making small changes, right? I'm not expecting you to do 100% of the things necessary 100% at a time, because I know that that's not realistic. Instead, I'd much rather have you go like, okay, school's really busy or my job is really busy. What can I do, right? Can I just add some extra water into my diet on a daily basis? Or maybe I can go out for a walk every day after dinner for 15 minutes, right? Even if that's the only thing you can do, you are doing something. You are training your body and your mind to make that new thing into a habit, which as soon as it is a habit, means you can grab something else. And sure, your progress might be a bit slower that way, but at the very least, you're not giving up. And that's the most important thing. You know, in reality, it doesn't matter if you lose the weight you're looking to lose over 6 months or over 6 years. The point is that you get there in a healthy and comfortable way. So if you're currently busy with things, don't worry. Do one thing at a time. Just grab one small change, implement that change, and implement it long enough that it becomes habit, okay? Then the third question, and we're going through these quite quickly, I must say. The third question is there any equipment that you would recommend? And to be completely honest, the only equipment I'd recommend is a body weight scale and a food scale, and then having a mobile phone for your calorie counting app, because that's all you'd really need, right? In terms of my recommendations, you know, there are fancy body weight scales out there that can, you know, measure body fat percentage and muscle percentage and all that kind of stuff. Is it required? Would I recommend it? I mean, if you got the money to spend and you'd like to spend that on that, sure, go nuts, right? But if you'd rather just not spend the money on that, then no, I don't think I would recommend it. It's not going to give you any particular advantage to losing weight or gaining weight or gaining muscle. So, and then beyond that, there is actually one thing I would 100% recommend, right? If you're having difficulty drinking enough water on a daily basis, right? 2 to 3 liters of water a day, or 0.5 to 0.8 gallons a day. Buy yourself a large drinking cup, right? So something, something that you'd normally use for sport or something like that, because usually what you can do with that is you can fill them up easily with 800 milliliters And then if you drink three or four of those, that's much easier to get to than having to drink like eight glasses of of normal sized glasses. So, if there is any equipment I would recommend, it's not fancy scales, it's nothing like that. I would instead recommend a nice large fitness drinking cup or drinking bottle or something, purely because of the fact that it can hold a lot of water, which means it makes it a lot easier for you to drink the amount of water that you need every single day. So with that answers all the three questions. And to be fair, I think because we're still so early on into the episode, let's connect back to last episode that was posted on Monday about mental health, and let's just do a quick check. How are you feeling right now? How are you doing, right? Let's recognize our mental issues and our mental state so that we can start working from there, okay? So if you just follow along with me and ask yourself the question, how am I feeling? I'll be quiet for a couple of seconds, but I'm going to answer it for me as well. So with that in mind, if you've answered the question, how am I feeling? For me, right now, I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling quite happy. I'm feeling a little bit drained. And I feel somewhat restless because I keep going from drained to excited to happy and, kind of switching back to drained again. And for me, that's because I just had a job interview, so that makes me excited and happy. But I'm drained because of the past few days. So, that's a thing. Now, the second question here is, okay, how can I solve my feeling of feeling drained, right? How can I resolve that for me? Right now, I don't think I can. And that's okay, right? It's not a bad thing if you can't solve a particular emotional mood right now, right? Because I'm drained, because probably I went to bed way too late the past few days due to some things happening. And so I know that I can fix it by going to bed on time tonight. Right? It's a simple thing, right? It's something I can definitely do, but it's not something I can do right now because right now for me it is 20 to 4 in the afternoon. So, bed is definitely not an option right now. Knowing that there is a solution, but not a solution I can do right now, that's okay. It just means I have to accept that I am drained. It means I have to accept that my work output will be a little bit less today. And it means that I have to accept that I can't do anything about it now, so I shouldn't worry about it now. Instead, I will worry about it tonight when I know I can fix it by going to bed on time. So, if you answer the question, how am I feeling right now? And if you then figured out whether or not there was a solution for you to fix how you're feeling, if there's something that needs to be fixed, then check to see if you can fix it right now. If you can, go do that thing. If you cannot, stop worrying about it, accept how you feel, and solve it at a later time, okay? If you're feeling stressed, depressed, frustrated, any of those things, talk to someone, right? That can also be me, right? Feel free to reach out. And then try to find things that make you feel better, whether that's dancing to your favorite song, singing to your favorite song, going out and making photographs of stuff, playing a fun game or something, or talking to friends or whatever. Doesn't matter what it is. Some people love to just cook when they're feeling stressed and frustrated. Doesn't matter what it is. Try and find something that helps you, okay? Something that's not food, okay? So, with that in mind, let's end off the episode here. And I honestly just hope that this helps you with your weight loss journey because that's the most important thing. I want to help you, right? So, thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you have a great day.